Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex labyrinths of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your curious companion on this journey. Today, we're embarking on an adventure into the future, the path to becoming a machine learning engineer in 2026. It's like a map to buried treasure, but instead of gold, it's filled with codes, models, and salaries?
Exactly, Jamie. Though I'd argue that knowledge is far more valuable than gold. Today, we'll dissect the skills, frameworks, certifications, and yes, the treasure chest at the end of the rainbow, salaries, plus some insider hiring insights from the likes of Netflix, Spotify, and Airbnb.
Ah, so we're like the career path Indiana Joneses. But before we whip our way through the jungle, Alex, can you remind us why machine learning engineering is still a big deal in 2026?
Absolutely. Despite the explosion of no-code AI tools, the need for machine learning engineers has only grown. They're the magicians turning raw data into the spells that power everything from your recommended Netflix shows to fraud detection systems. It's a role that blends software engineering, data science, and a dash of operational magic.
Sounds like a triple threat, but how do I become one? Do I need to attend Hogwarts?
Not quite, Jamie. No magic wands required, just a solid foundation in Python, math for ML like linear algebra, and some basics in cloud platforms. Oh, and a love for puzzles wouldn't hurt.
Got it. Python over Python, the serpent. And after mastering the basics?
Then you move on to specialization. Dive deep into deep learning frameworks, NLP pipelines, and get your hands dirty with some real projects. Imagine building a system that can classify text or recommend movies based on your mood.
Ooh, so I could finally create a playlist that understands my love for 80s power ballads?
Exactly. But it's not all fun and games. Next comes the production and scaling stage. This is where you ensure your ML models are not just smart, but also fast, secure, and reliable.
Sounds intense. And then I assume we aim for world domination?
You could say that in a manner of speaking. The final stage is about leadership and research. It's where you lead teams, design ML platforms, and maybe, just maybe, help set the new standards for ML engineering.
Wow, from Python scripts to leading the pack. But Alex, what about the treasure? How much gold are we talking about?
Ah, the part everyone's waiting for. In the US, an average ML engineer can expect a total compensation of around $202,331. And it's not just in the US. This is a lucrative career path worldwide.
That's a lot of treasure chests. But Alex, is this path filled with dragons? What are the pitfalls?
Great question, Jamie. Overfitting models, ignoring data drift, poor feature engineering. The dragons are many. But fear not, for every dragon, there's a sword. Cross-validation, regular updates, collaboration with experts, and robust model tracking can help you conquer these beasts.
I'm ready to take on those dragons. But before we embark on this quest, any last tips for our aspiring machine learning engineers?
Keep learning and stay curious. The field is always evolving, and what makes a great engineer is the ability to adapt and grow. And remember, the real treasure is the knowledge you acquire along the way.
Sage advice from the wise wizard himself. Thank you, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech treasures. Until next time, keep coding and keep exploring.
Farewell, and may your models be ever in your favor.